Hello, Pisces. Welcome to your November All That Jazz Tarot. Hi, I'm April with Real Talk about these energies coming in for November. Keep in mind, these are general overall messages. Take what resonates, leave what does not. All right, Pisces, the energies coming in for you are just wow, okay? Let's see. Where to begin? We have a King of Swords reversed, okay? So this is like a tyrant on steroids, all right? Very controlling, vicious, just mean kind of energy, all right? It's threatening your happy home and your peace. You have... Check this out. You have the Four of Wands upright, the Nine of Cups upright, and then you have, suddenly it got dark, okay? So it's all light and bright and sunny in the upright position, and then here it is, it's dark, okay? So something happened here, or will be. And it's sending you into the hermit mode, or it had sent you there, but you're coming out of that. That's reversed right now. All right. You're letting go of the Eight of Swords, this feeling of restriction. And the whole thing has been caused by your indecision. You have the Two of Swords, followed by the Ten of Cups reversed. I mean, I feel like... You know it's time to let go of something, but you're really unable to do that, all right? That is coming through very strongly here. Let's see if we can get any more on this from the tarot. I'm literally just reaching into my spiritual grab bag randomly for messages. Right now, I'm going to take only the tarot. With the Knight of Pentacles, someone coming in with an offer for the wheel to turn, the Wheel of Fortune. Okay, maybe someone will be coming in with an apology or an explanation, confession. Let's see if we get any more. This is interesting, but Oh, yeah, they're going to come in. Oh, I'll give it all up for you. I would do it all over for you. Four of Pentacles reversed. Knight of Swords. I'd give you the world, Two of Wands. That could be what's causing the indecision. Like every time you know, feel like you know what you should do. Yeah, the moon. There's too many secrets here. There's just too much hidden. And you are deciding with the Four of Cups sideways, it could go either way, whether or not you're going to accept this cup or not. Or consider it, all right? So there may be an offer coming in. But you've already been through it with this person from the looks of things. Because they have caused you to question yourself and your own beliefs, all right? This has made you feel stuck and stagnant. You're anxious to get this moving, one way or another, I think. I think you're willing to take a risk on stability. There's a possibility because you want your happiness, another Two of Wands. You didn't get it with this person before and they're offering it again, but you're a little bit, I don't know, you're looking at them a little, like they're a little sketchy. You know, you're not sure if this offer is genuine. So let's get into the other cards that you received. You have some animal medicine that came in from the medicine cards. And the animals that came forward first was the deer, okay? The deer is about commanding a presence with gentleness, all right? The deer is gentle and kind in their lessons, compassionate. So this is about coming to a place of serenity, which is probably where you came to when you were in hermit mode, okay? This person may not have realized the entirety of the consequences of their actions. But it could be that it turns out to be a good thing for you. If the deer has nudged its way into your cards, you are being asked to find gentleness of spirit that heals all wounds. So, spirit is asking you this month to recognize that hurt people, all right? Recognize that these people do have wounds, that you have the ability to heal if you put your ego aside and allow that love to come through, okay? Now the next animal spirit to come forward was the dog reversed. The dog is about loyalty. Pisces, you're a very loyal sign. Okay, almost to a fault, and sometimes to your detriment. So you have the dog reversed. The dog may be telling you that you have critical, or you have become critical or mean due to the company you are keeping. Okay, so you could be at this time influenced either covertly or overtly by your immediate surroundings, all right? The people around you, the environment, the energy, the aura, all right? Could be having a negative effect. It could also imply that it's a time to stop cowering with fear and to tackle the adversaries of your confidence, okay? So whether those are coming from within or without, adversaries to your confidence is to face them, all right? And stare them down, growl them down into submission. All right, your next animal was the wolf reversed. Now the wolf is the card of the teacher. In the contrary position, you are being asked to expand your limited view of the present situation. Okay, this is to see things as not just black or white. Now, Pisces generally will see things in the gray. Okay, we normally will live in the gray, in the fog. But we can get lost in there. So doing this may take courage and a willingness to look at new ideas. It could also require that you delete some old ideas to make room for expansiveness. All right. So this is about the letting go, the Four of Pentacles, the not holding on so tightly to one way or another of thinking, all right? Recognize that there is something in between, and there's some truth. You know, there's one side, then there's the other, and then there's the truth. So that's the gray area. Okay, Pisces. Now, we also have some other additional messages here. Your energy cards are isolation reversed, which confirm the hermit reverse. We're coming out of that period of isolation to regain balance. The next card out was balance. Now, your affirmations are, today I'm in control of how I feel. Nobody can make me feel any other way than happy. All right, there's your free will, Pisces. Exercise it. You also have happiness is my birthright. And as I told Sagittarius, you're damn right it is. Okay, so own it. Your gemstone card is the opal, which is perfect for Pisces. It is about intuition, faithfulness, and loyalty. Oh, interesting. Okay. So this card, this gemstone could be used for meditation, healing, whatever it is you may use stones for. Now, moving on, I have these messages for you, and then we are going to go to your final message for this full moon that we just had recently. So, Pisces, your first message out from my spirit deck is no quarter, okay? So the reference on the other side of this card is from the movie Saw. So this seems a little karmic, okay? And while the justice here may seem harsh or unforgiving, it is, at the end of the day, justice. So that's that gray area, okay? What's just and what is not? Who's to say? I mean, these are all questions we ask. Mental breakdown, all right? You could feel as though you're having one, or you had one, or someone else is experiencing this energy. A true friend never gets in your way unless you happen to be going down. All right, so you could have someone around you, or you could be questioning who you are as a friend that might discourage you in some ways. And they laugh at you as you're going down. Okay, so this would not be a true friend. So there could be some need to look at that. Unfinished symphony. Again, karmic. You might feel like as though walking away would be leaving some unfinished business behind. And you know as well as anyone, the wrapping up those loose ends so they don't come back to haunt you or, you know, trip you up in any way. You may be seeing someone's character through ways that you did not, you know, they're just not really obvious ways, but it just kind of happens. Men show their character nothing more clearly than by what they think is laughable. All right. So you could be dealing with an immature energy. And it could be, like, really turning you off, right? The great masses of people will more easily fall victim to a great lie than a small one, all right? So someone could be telling some big fat lies out here. And unfortunately, there will be a certain number of people who will go along. But the truth always makes itself known even when it's not asked. So I wouldn't worry about that, Pisces. Vampires can only enter your energy if they are invited. So this could be a need to look at your, the ways that you invite vampiric energy, all right? The ways that you might attract it, and the ways that you could fall victim to it. We got a doppelganger out here, okay? So someone could be trying to copy, steal your ideas. I would keep an eye out for that this month. Tedious. That's what I think you find this immature energy already. It's just fucking tedious. You know, you're over it. Let's put on our big girl pants and our big boy pants and behave like the adults that we should be now. Have you gone outside your mind? All right. Again, you know, that first card out was mental breakdown. So someone might be doing something so offensive or audacious or just plain ridiculous that you just, I don't know. You find these antics, you know, just really juvenile. Your next one is, these are my principles. If you don't like them, I have others. Now, this could be you or could be who you're dealing with, okay? This could be someone who's a little wishy-washy on their principles and perhaps a bit of a hypocrite, okay? And there could be a double standard going on here. Damn, Pisces, Kill Bill? What up? Okay, somebody pissed you off. There's, again, a theme of vengeance or karma or something to that effect. All right. And someone's out for blood here with this Kill Bill. So your next card out is, think of us as ships departing a sinking rat. Okay, so this is like a card of let's agree to disagree. We don't have the same values. We don't have things in common. We barely even like each other. Okay. So perhaps you or the other energy knows it's time to depart, but you would rather do it without malice and hard feelings and sour grapes. We had a good run, but it's time to say goodbye. Exactly. That's what the last card. Now, if they come back around, Pisces, with this offer, because they suddenly realize, oh, shit, I'm losing the best thing I ever had. Thanks, but no thanks is your next message. If you cannot get rid of the family skeleton, you might as well make it dance. So this could be a time of closure for, you know, family secrets, buried secrets. We have the moon card here. So there's things that weren't spoke of, you know, that unwritten rule, that kind of thing. I don't know. But I feel like November is a time of healing. So We might have to go through a little bit of a storm in a teacup to clear that, okay? So then we can move on toward healing. All right. Now, your final messages here, Pisces. For the full moon we just recently had here in November. For the messages, Spirit, for Pisces. We have letters, numbers, and pictures here. Okay. Let's see what we have for Pisces. So, you have the parachute. This is taking a leap of faith, okay? Just not even looking, just leaping right out the plane. As long as the parachute works, we're good, right? You're not going to worry about the landing until you get there. We have an arrow pointing that you will, in fact, be choosing an arrow, and it will be a risk. You have a picture of a die on the die. So that involves a gamble or a risk. Okay, but this month you might be willing to take that. This could be on yourself or this person who's presenting you with this offer. But I don't know. Maybe you're presenting the other person with an offer and they're going to come back with thanks, but no thanks, because you require more than they're able to give you. Okay. And they must on some level know this. As much as they want you and desire you and whatever, they're not quite at the level. So your numbers are 7 and 2, right? That adds up to 9 if you want to do a little numerology. Your letters, BHEYJXVTCDHSTZPWDFN. You have a lot here. Bear with me. LLEUOL. You might even spell out a damn sentence with all this. AG.
Jesus.
S. R. P. T. And F. All right, Pisces. So those are your letters from the moon. These are your messages, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay jazzy.